let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. You know, millions of people want to eat healthier, but they just don't know how. Well, our guest on today's This Week in America is changing that. Jill Skeem is a certified macrobiotic health counselor, educator, chef, and author. The award-winning Comfort Food Gets a Vegan Makeover, helping people make over the foods they love so they can still enjoy their favorites, but without the saturated fat and cholesterol. Back with us on This Week in America, Jill Skeem, author of Comfort Food Gets a Vegan Makeover. Jill, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
It is my pleasure to have you. And this is part two of three parts we're doing leading up to the holidays. We talked before about tips to make holiday dishes healthier. You'll find that if you go to our archives on go to thisweekinamerica.us, you'll find audio and video of that program. Today we're talking about how you eat is just as important as what you eat. And talk about that, because that's so important, especially this time of year. We are so busy. I don't think we really have an eating routine we follow, do we?
I think more and more people are losing their eating routine.
Yes.
It is so important to eat three regular meals a day, which means meals are roughly at the same time every day. And I know the trend has been 5 to 6 meals, but I think it's actually healthier to eat three regular meals a day. So breakfast no later than 8 and lunch no later than 1, dinner no later than 7. So if it's within 15 minutes. And why you do this is because you want to keep your blood sugar regular. And that's so important, especially during this stressful time of year. Like, a lot of people shop in their lunch hour, they don't eat, and then their blood sugar starts to drop, they get cranky, and it's not going to be pleasant for anyone involved. So I always say, make sure you take a sandwich or plan to eat before you do something. There's so many school activities now that are planned during dinner, and these kids are really, I think their dinner time is going to be remembered in the back seat of a minivan as they're being handed, you know, a bag to them. So it's kind of saddens me. I think our society should respect meal times better than what they do right now, but it's so important for your health to do that. It will regulate everything, your hormones, your periods, your bowels. There's so many things that will regulate if you become regular.
And you talk about sitting down before you eat or drink anything.
Right.
Talk about the importance of that, because a lot of us are eating, walking, eating as we're working, eating as we're driving the car, which we shouldn't do, but many people do that. Talk about why it's important just to sort of set aside a time and actually sit during that time when you're eating or drinking.
Well, it's so important because it gets your body ready for the food. Your stomach's in the right position. You're also more mindful about what you're eating. So many times, especially in the office, they might have a candy dish. You walk by, you grab candy, you keep going. But at the end of the day, if I ask you, Rick, what did you have to eat today? I guarantee you, you'll forget that you ate that candy, and that can add up. So it's really important to sit down. Whenever you eat or drink, you get more mindful. You also know how full you are. So when we stand, our stomach elongates. So a lot of times at a barbecue, people will, you know, just eat 2 or 3 hot dogs, a couple of hamburgers, and they don't really feel how full they are until they sit down. And then they're like, oh my gosh, my stomach's going to burst. So it's important. So try to sit down whenever you eat or drink anything, and I think it'll make a real difference for you.
The old concept of mindless eating, and so often we find ourselves doing that. Like you said, if you sit down at the end of the day and you're trying to put together what you just ate during the course of the day, suddenly you're, if you can remember it, suddenly you realize, wow, that's a lot more than I thought. It's the concept, you sit down and you're going to have a few chips, and suddenly the bag of chips is gone and you're the only one in the room.
It's true. It's mechanical eating. We do that every time we go to the movie theater. We get that huge thing of popcorn.
Yes.
We eat it all. And you have, if I sat you down separately at my kitchen table, give you the same size, you probably, there's no way you could finish it. So it helps you, prevents you from overeating and being more mindful.
Jill Skeem, our guest on This Week in America. All the tips, great information available at the website at jillskeem.com. That's S-K-E-E-M.com. A lot there on Comfort Food Gets a Vegan Makeover, her award-winning book. Some free recipes there as well, and you'll find information on the book. And you still have time to, because everybody could really use this book, and it's a great, it's a great recipe book. I hate to call it really a recipe book. Sometimes you think of recipes, that's a lot of exotic ingredients and that type of thing.
Yeah.
This is really stuff you probably have at home. And the pictures make it look like, okay, I want this, I want this, I want that.
Right.
It really is taking foods we love and making them a little more healthy for us.
I did a cookbook exactly how I wanted it. I don't like cookbooks where you have to put jars on each side of the pages. I wanted local ingredients and instead of Madagascar vanilla and all these crazy things. So it's really just for really the everyday they cook. So, and that's what I liked.
We're talking about how you eat is just as important as what you eat during this holiday period and year round. One thing you talk about is, and so often we'll do this, we're behind in getting work done because we're shopping, we're sending out Christmas cards, we're talking to people. So we grab a little something to eat, then we hop into bed, and that's really bad for us, isn't it?
Well, it really is. You really shouldn't eat 3 hours before you go to bed. It's because if you do, your body can't clean and repair itself at night. And a lot of times when you eat right before you get into bed, you have a lot of insulin in your bloodstream. So you're going to wake up groggy and you're going to have a hard time waking up. So I've had a few clients that have just stopped that. And it's amazing how much better they feel. They wake up more refreshed. And actually, you'll lose weight that way. But if you don't eat enough during the day, people will tend to snack all night long. So if you feel like you're snacking, look at your meals, breakfast and lunch and dinner, and make sure that you're eating enough at those meals so that you don't snack before you go to bed. It's really a bad habit to get into, to eat a snack before you go to bed. And a lot of times we do that to our kids. Don't start them on that habit.
Well, another problem is the time it takes to have a meal. We're trying to squeeze a meal in between tasks, and all of a sudden, it's one bite after another, and that's really bad for us as well.
Right. I mean, really, digestion starts in your mouth, so chewing is so important. So your meal should last, 15, 20 minutes. That's how long it takes for your body to fill full. So at the minimum, you don't have to eat the entire time, but just sit down and relax and just take a break from your day. If you're stressed during the day, just take a break for lunch, 15, 20 minutes, you're going to feel more relaxed. But you have to chew your food. The more you chew, the more nutrients you get out of it, the less indigestion you'll get, it's just so good for you. But digestion starts in your mouth. So start chewing. Just practice maybe 30 times a mouthful. Put your fork down in between bites, and that will really help.
And you may be able to engage in a conversation with somebody while you're doing that. So that's another benefit of that. Maybe you get to know the person a little better who's in your family sitting across the table from you. A minute or so left, and you talk about the importance, especially this time of year since we're consuming more food, in exercising. And people will say, Jill, that's great, but it's cold here.
Yeah, even if you can just bundle up and take a walk out in the fresh air, even after your holiday meal or you're sitting inside, it really refreshes you. You kind of balance your body, the right and left sides, and it just will clear your head. It will, you inhale cleaner air than you do inside air. And so you have to just keep moving. If it's a matter of fact of even just parking farther in a parking lot and walking into the store, just something to keep you still going, moving. Exercise always helps your mind and your mood. And I'm telling you, this holiday season is so stressful. You have to do things for you, too. So don't forget about yourself and take care of yourself so you can take care of others.
It's interesting. On your Christmas list, you've got everybody listed. Take your name and write it at the top and do things like get out and exercise and eat well. And check out the website as well, JillSkeem.com, S-K-E-E-M.com, Jill Skeem. Comfort Food Gets a Vegan Makeover. This is literally a book that will change your life. It's a colorful book. Jill mentioned the fact that it lays out flat, so it's really easy to follow the recipes. The recipes are ingredients you can find readily wherever you live. Probably have them in the pantry already. Information at the website, Comfort Food. The name of the book, Comfort Food Gets a Vegan Makeover. JillSkeem.com is the website. And, of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Part two of three leading up to the holidays with Jill. We'll be back to talk about part three next week. Jill, thank you for being with us once again.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. Once again, information available on Comfort Food Gets a Vegan Makeover at Jill's website, JillSkeem.com. And, of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.